We're about to begin Simen Tov Kuf Tes Vav, and we're actually not going to be doing any Shulchan Aruch today. The Mishneh Berurah has a Hakdama, and we're going to be going through that. The Mishneh Berurah brings the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa, Hilchasa, Nachri Shehevi Doron Li Yisrael B'Yantif. A non-Jew brings a gift for a Jew on Yantif. Im Yesh Me Oso Hamin B'Mechuber. If it could be that that was something that he actually pulled off a tree on Yantif, Osir, the halachi is that you cannot take it, you cannot benefit from it. Ula Erev Osir Bechtei Sheyosu, you're not allowed to use it even afterwards until the amount of time that it would take had he pulled it off after Yantif. Now there's a machlokas we've shown him what issues are involved here and exactly when this Bechtei Sheyosu extends until. Rashi's pshat is, first of all, that the isser of this particular food that he brought you is muktzah. What's the muktzah? Anytime a person has an opportunity to pick something off a tree and doesn't, he's being makatzit. He's saying, I'm not going to use it. On Erev Yontif, the non-Jew saw this fruit on the tree. He left it there. Therefore, this fruit is considered muktzah. Now on Shabbos, he picks it. So it is muktzah fruit. Muktzah fruit is usur and everything. This is Rashi's pshat. Not only that, but we have a machlokas, Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda throughout Shas, where you say muktzah and where you don't. Reb Shimon, who is the mekel, will be modahir, according to Rashi. What is bichdei sheyasu? So Rashi's loshen shelo yehene mi meleches yontif. He shouldn't be nene from meleches yontif. So Rashi learns that this is until after Yontif Rishon, meaning if we're talking about 2 days Yontif, so the first, he has got to wait for the whole first day Yontif and into the second day of Yontif, the shear of how long it would have taken him to go and pull it off the tree. The second day of Yontif, according to Rashi, it's going to be mutter. Why is that? Mamanavshach. If the first day was Yontif, the second day is Chol. If the second day is Yontif, the first day is Chol. It couldn't be that it's Osir for more than one day. Now, Rov Rishonim, Paskin like Rashi. However, there's another Shita. The other Shita says that you have to wait Bechdei Sheyasa, not because you're not to be Nene for Maisa Yontif, but because we're afraid that you're going to ask the non-Jew to do this. If we'll allow you to benefit from it, then you're not going to bother doing it before Yontif yourself, and you'll ask the non-Jew to do it, and you're going to be over the Isser of Amir Lenachri. So in order to prevent that, we Asser it afterwards, Bechdei Sheyasa, that you don't benefit. According to that, Shita, you have to wait till after Yontif is over completely, which means even after Yontif Sheni. Because if we'll allow you to use it on Yontif Sheni, so next Yontif, you'll ask him on Yontif Rishon to do something for you, so you'll be able to use it on Yontif Sheni. So the rule is on Yontif Rishon it's also, on Sheni it'll be Mutter. The halacha would be, according to this Shita, that it'll be also till after Yontif Sheni, ad bechtei sheyasa matzoi Yontif Sheni. That's one machlokas. Now, the next thing is, who is it also to? According to Rashi, where the Isser is being nene from Leches Yontif of the non-Jew, it doesn't make a difference who it is that's benefiting from it. It's also to everybody. Whereas, according to the ones that say that the Isser is because next week you're going to ask him to do it, according to them, the Gzeira is only on the person that it was done for, not to any strangers. There are some who disagree and say that it even applies in that shita. Meaning that even according to the shita that it's as a gzera, then anyone that's going to be able to benefit from it, we have to make a gzera that he'll ask him. Now, on the first day, everyone agrees that before the Bechdei Sheyasa, it's also because of muktzah. The question is there an additional gzera of Shema Yomala? The other thing is, what happens if he brings you something that is that definitely was not did not grow on a tree. So there's no chash that he pulled it off on Yontif. But it came from chutz l'tchum. The halachi is that it's mutter. In such a case, it'll be mutter. What does mutter mean? It'll be mutter after, but you don't have to wait b'chdei she'yaseh. But it'll be mutter, it'll be aser on Shabbos itself, means on Yontif itself, if it came mi'chutz l'tchum. It'll be mutter betiltul, if it could have come mi'chutz l'tchum, but it'll be aser for use. As far as halacha l'maisa, we find that Rov Rishonim hold that they did make an isser of ad bechdei she'yaseh even by tchumin, whereas we will not be machmer that you need bechdei she'yaseh of after Yontif Sheni. Only Yontif Rishon will be enough. If it was brought for another Jew and the isser was an isser of tchumin, the halacha is you're not allowed to be metaltal it outside of its place, meaning outside of its dalet amis, or outside the entire house, or outside the entire city if it's got an erev around it. You're not allowed to take it outside its mechitzas. Again, the halacha will be that this is only where the problem is tchumen. Whereas if the problem was that he was tolish it, that he actually pulled it off the tree on Yontif, so there we saw that we had the 2 days if you need Bechdei She'yaseh on that day or Bechdei She'yaseh on the next day, meaning after Yontif Sheni. This is the Hakdama of the Mishnah Brura, and that was today's lesson.